Archibald Fairley Carr, Jr., Archie, was a conservationist and longtime University of Florida professor who was one of the world's leading sea turtle experts. Dr. Carr completed his Ph.D. in 1937, his master's before that in 1934, and his B.A. in 1932, all at the University of Florida, and was the first student to graduate from the university with a doctorate degree in biology. Archie and his brother Tom, who also taught at the University of Florida, first explored the great outdoors with their father, a Presbyterian minister and avid hunter who moved his family to Umatilla, Florida in the 1930s. While Archie was finishing his doctoral dissertation in herpetology, he met his soulmate, fellow scientist Marjorie Harris. On New Year's Day, 1937, they eloped and were married in the Everglades. In the 1940s, the Carrs traveled with their daughter Mimi and son Chuck to Honduras, where Archie taught at the Escuela Agricola Panamericana between 1945 and 1949. The Carrs added sons Steve and Tom to the family while in Honduras. Their fifth child, David, was born when the family had returned to the United States and established a homestead in Micanopy. Dr. Carr had a rare talent for translating science into literature. In 11 books and more than 120 scientific articles about sea turtles, Carr both informed and entertained while raising awareness the need of sea turtle conservation and habitat preservation. Carr's pioneering research on turtle migration between Florida, the Caribbean, and Africa, and publication of three books in just 4 years, The Handbook of Turtles in 1952, High Jungles and Low in 1953, and The Windward Road in 1956, helped put the University of Florida on the map and led to his promotion to the position of graduate research professor. Dr. Archie Carr and his wife Marjorie Harris Carr, who led the successful environmental campaign to stop construction of the Cross Florida Barge Canal and to protect and restore the Ocklawaha River, are known among Florida environmentalists as the Dynamic Duo for their conservation efforts. After Dr. Carr's death, the Archie Carr National Wildlife Refuge was established in Florida, and the Dr. Archie Carr Wildlife Refuge was created in Costa Rica.